Welcome back to the South Harbor Church Podcast. South Harbor is a part of the Harbor Churches, which exist to help people find their way back to God. This week, we continue our online-only services, and we'll be starting a new series that we're simply calling One Another. This week's message includes segments from Pastor Tim, our kids director, Abby, and our worship director, Jared. It's interactive in nature, so if you can, we invite you to take a little extra time, sit back, and enjoy this message. And so now, to get us started, here's Pastor Tim.
Good morning, and welcome to South Harbor Church Online. And I hope right now, wherever you are, whether you're in bed or on a couch or in your kitchen, you're probably somewhere in your house, I can assume that. But wherever you are, I hope right now you're able to pull those you love and who love you in close. And if you're blessed to have like family in your house, I hope you're able to actually pull them in close. If it's through technology like this, I hope you get to pull them in close. I'm grateful for the opportunity to worship with you, even though this is less than ideal. If you notice right now, oh, by the way, my name is Tim, if I haven't met you yet. If you were, for whatever reason, scrolling through Facebook and all the online church services, and you were looking for the highest production quality, and you stumbled upon us, I get it. It feels a bit like a bad 1980s local cable TV infomercial. I get it. I'm not good at this. And it's weird. It is weird right now because if you notice, I'm at South Harbor. Look at that. And you're not here. I know. But I got up this morning and I was planning on filming at home. And then I had this sense of I wanted to pray for you all. And as I was thinking through names, and as I realized something about being in the space, I can actually picture you. So weirdly, even though I can't see you, I can actually picture you. Those of you who gather regularly, you tend to sit in the same seats, and so I can look out. I don't know how. I don't have a camera person. I can look out, and I can see where you sit, and so I can see in my mind. I can see Denise and Kerr, and I can see over here this way. I can see Scott and Jody and Kevin and Carmen and John and Kim and Pat and Ken and Ben and Kate and Amy and Bill and oh man, I miss you guys. We're not in the same space, but this you're my church, and I hope this morning we get the opportunity to worship together. Here's what I want to do. I just want to name this on the front end. We've never been a high production, like slick show kind of church, and I don't want to start that, even though we got to figure out how to use technology, and this may go on for a couple weeks. But what I want us to do is I want us to find a way in this season to bring worship into your homes. I want this to actually be something that is not just you're sitting on a couch, you're sitting in the bed watching a thing that I'm doing. I want this to be interactive as best as possible, and I understand that that's hard. We're limited in that. But I want to give you the tools to actually lead with your family in worship. That's my hope. In fact, I want to work really hard in this, that we are like if you have littles in your house, like you have little kids, I want this to be something that even they can engage with. And so some of the more adult side of this conversation around everything going on, I've created a podcast, and it's on our South Harbor website, and you can access it there. And I'd love to continue the conversation around a lot of that stuff. But in this, what I want to do is give some tools for engaging in worship. I've been working with our team, even though we've been doing it via Zoom call and technology. We have been working to think through ways to stay connected and to continue to ask, God, where are you in the midst of all of this? And so before we get rolling, just a couple of things to keep on your radar. First, the easiest way to stay connected in this season is going to be via signing up for our Constant Contact email. It goes out every week. And it gives all the different ways that you can support the local community, different opportunities to engage with online kind of stuff. And that's the best place to go. So go to our website and sign up there, and you will get onto that email. If you have issues doing that for any reason, shoot me an email, shoot an email to shinfo, so South Harbor Info, shinfo, at harborchurches.org, and that's on our website as well. And then if you're wondering about local kids and feeding kids, we got a lot of questions about that. And right now, the drop-off spot for food in Byron Center area is at Byron Community Ministries. And if you have a pen on hand, the address of that is 8250 Byron Creek Drive. That's in Byron Center. 8250 Byron Creek Drive. It's just past 84th Street, downtown Byron Center there. And then if you need anything in this season, please let us know. We want to be the church with you and for you. And the best way to do that is to shoot an email. Our email stuff is on our care and prayer page on our website, care and prayer page on the website. Let us know what we can do. All activities here have been suspended. It's a bit different here, but we would love to stay connected. We have opportunities. So I don't know how to bring this up, but we, if right now, like you feel the financial crunch of this whole thing, if your job has been eliminated, or the threat of that, we want to be here to help you too. Let us know. We're going to do our best. If you're on the other end of that and you're thinking like this season has weirdly been, I've got more work because of the industry I'm in, or if you've got reserve funds, if you have some savings, honestly, this season is going to be one of those where the need's going to be high, and we want to be able to respond as best we can in this season. And so if you can, and I make this plea carefully, but if you can, give online through us to our community, it would mean the world to us. It's in the top right corner of southharbor.org, www.southharbor.org. Thank you in advance for that. But let's I think that's about everything. Let's engage worship. Okay, kids, are you with me? Are we? Okay, yeah. So here's what I want us to do. Christians, the ancients have referred to this as a prayer of release. And so what I want to do is I want to do a prayer of release. And essentially, it's the decision to trust God with all the stuff inside, all of our feelings, our emotions. It's inviting God to carry those with us. Because what often happens is we carry these things alone. And so I don't know what are you feeling right now? I want you to, like, what are you feeling? Is there a word? Maybe let's just take a moment and say the word. I'll tell you that I'm feeling in this moment. Honestly, I felt this morning I woke up and I felt sad. I felt sad. So one of the reasons I came in here was I wanted to pray for you all, because I imagine that some of you maybe woke up feeling sad. Are you sad? Maybe that's what you're feeling. Maybe what you're feeling this morning is, maybe you got a lot of like excitement and that's what's going on, or a little bit anxious. What is the thing you're carrying? I want you to imagine like going inside and grabbing that thing and holding that thing. And then, imagine the hand of God coming and holding your hand with that thing. Okay. Can you picture that? Now, I want you to imagine my hand in the hand of all of the church, and maybe some people in your house. And I want, like, we're also here to carry this with you. Now, taking that thing, would you join me in a word of prayer? I want to pray with you and for you. Would you join me? Gracious God, we trust you. Lord, we love you. Jesus, we look to you. And so God, with all the things that we are feeling, all of the emotions on the inside, God, we choose to trust you, and we offer ourselves to you. Lord, I pray for every single person who is watching this, every single person who is joining us in prayer, from the littlest of the children to the oldest of our elderly. Lord, we trust you and we love you and we thank you because you have been good to us. And so, Jesus, thank you. And we pray this in your name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Now, to kick things off, I'm gonna turn the video over to Jared. I think Jared's probably filming something in his kitchen at some point today. I'm going to turn it over to Jared. But before we do that, I want you to have a conversation. Here's the conversation I want you to have as a family or as friends. Maybe pick up the phone to have this. But where are you seeing God in the midst of today? Where are you seeing God in the midst of today? So hit pause, have the conversation. Where is God? What is he revealing to you? Where are you seeing God in the midst of today? We'll talk in a few.
Well, hello, friends. If we haven't met before today, my name is Jared, and I serve as the worship director at South Harbor Church. In the coming weeks, I'll be taking a few minutes as a part of these Sunday videos to guide us through a time of worship. To start off, I just wanted to share some thoughts as we head into the next few weeks. So one of the things that I wanted to say first is that we're not going to spend the entire time singing the whole time. I know that for some of you that's good news, and for some of you that actually makes you sad. I find it interesting the different responses we see when we talk about singing together. As I was getting ready for today's video, I spent a little time thinking about why singing together can be awkward, and I have just a couple thoughts to share about that. So first, we often save singing for Sunday. While there is a generation among us that grew up singing at home and church and school, the majority of us didn't. Many of us had music going on in our churches growing up, but we often didn't participate for a variety of reasons. On the flip side, some of us had a robust tradition of singing. Kids who were in musical theater or kids choir at church and other similar experiences, it helped to make singing normal. Sadly, many of us have arrived at adulthood without singing being a regular part of our day. Second, if we do sing during the week, we often don't sing the songs that we'll sing on Sunday. I'm a big fan of good music and the first to admit that the Christian part of the music industry does not have a corner on all the good music. I'm also not somebody who spends a lot of time complaining about the bad stuff either. The reality is that taste in music is different. And so I would say, listen to music that makes you feel happy or sad or encouraged or challenged or motivated or whatever else you want to do with it. Having said that, it would be hard to sing a song at church or a gathering or some other place like that on a Sunday or whenever we're doing this if we never engage those songs except for like that 5 minutes in that meeting. So I have a challenge for all of us. I would like us to consider making singing a part of every day. I know, cue the eye rolls, but seriously, how many of us have been stirred very deeply by a group of people singing? I was just recently at a Wren Collective concert, and the audience sang loud enough at times during the show to actually drown out the sound system. I mean, it was huge. It would be easy to compare that to church or our homes, but seriously, don't do that. What I want us to pick up from this is that our singing times are what we make of them. If we half-heartedly comply, or if we sing out of a sense of duty instead of gratitude, or just not do it at all, of course it won't inspire us in any way. Because at the end of the day, our singing in the worship context isn't really about us. Worship, the word worship, it loosely means to give worth to something. And one of the ways we can give worth to God is to sing to him. And to remember that God doesn't think your voice is bad or weak or good or strong. He sees straight to our hearts and delights in the gathered voices of his children. So what do we do now? We're going to sing in our homes. Because worship singing isn't really about us. It is for us. It is for us to be reminded of truth, of good news, of the message of freedom that has nothing to do with our physical circumstances and everything to do with the joy that comes from declaring out loud what our God has done for us in sending his son Jesus. So today we are going to make step one in our new journey of singing. And honestly, I can't wait until we can do this together in the same room at the same time. So we're going to start with a song from my childhood. It's a scripture song that is actually, hopefully, going to prepare our hearts and minds for Tim's talk in just a few minutes. It comes directly from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I'm going to teach you the song line by line, and those that can read it, we're going to put the words on the screen. We'll do the movie magic thing here in a second. And then after that, we'll sing the whole song together at once. Sound good? So it goes like this. Beloved, let us love one another. All right, so you sing that together with me. Ready? Go. Beloved, let us love one another. Good. All right. The next part goes like this. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Okay, we're going to try that. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Okay, the next section. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. All right, ready? He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. All right, and then the last phrase. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Okay, your turn on the last phrase. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Okay, let's sing the whole thing all together. 1, 2, 3. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. All right. Well, hopefully that was both a little bit of fun and a little bit encouraging and a good reminder of some scripture that we should keep in mind all throughout the week. So as we go throughout this week, there is a version of this song that you can find on YouTube. So if you search on YouTube, Kids Praise, and then just 1 John 4:7-8, I think you'll be able to find it. One caveat, that version is very different than the one we just did just now. But the melody and the way it's sung is all kind of the same. And so I want to encourage us to spend a little time, just a couple of minutes each day, singing this song. And then next week, we're going to sing it, spend just a little bit of our time very shortly singing this same song next Sunday. And we're going to see how the experience changes. And so friends, while we will explore some other aspects of worship in the coming weeks, I hope that you find some joy and some peace in taking a few minutes to sing to our God. All right, we'll see you later.
All right, welcome back. By the way, I am excited to hear the stories of where you are seeing God. I saw the sun rising, and so as you see, I've had a little change of scenery. I saw the sun rising and thought, okay, I got to go check that out. Plus, it's really cold in our church right now, and it's beautiful outside. So I want to turn it now over to Abby. And so, kids, if you can listen in close, Abby's got a really fun activity that she would love for you to do and engage with. She's going to actually tell the story of the story of the Good Samaritan, and then there is an activity that we would love for you as families to do. And in fact, I think if you're older, if you're an older kid, or if you're an older kid in heart like me, this is still a great activity to do. And so I'm going to turn it over to Abby, and I'll check back in just a moment.
Hi, my name's Abby. I am the Harbor Kids Director at South Harbor Church, and I'm coming to you this morning from my kitchen. Today in our video series, we've been talking about what it means to love one another and the parable of a Good Samaritan. Luke 10, 27 through 29 states, "He answered, 'Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.' 'You've answered correctly,' Jesus replied. 'Do this, and you will live.' But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, 'Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor?'" Jesus answered that question with the parable of a Good Samaritan, but that question really stuck with me. I kept thinking, Jesus, who is my neighbor? Who are you calling me to love? And I want to ask you guys that question today. Who is your neighbor? Is your neighbor the new kid at school who sits alone at lunch? Is your neighbor the older woman who lives on the street who doesn't have any family that comes to visit? Is your neighbor your sibling? Is your neighbor your best friend? Is your neighbor the kid who pokes fun at you in class? Is your neighbor the grumpy man in the grocery store line? Is your neighbor your neighbor? I think that Jesus answers that question, who is your neighbor? I think he answers that question with a big, loud yes. Yes, they are your neighbor. We are called to love one another. Not the people who are really easy to love or the people who are always nice to us, but the people who are hard to love. The people who might not be kind. The people who need us. Because Jesus loves each one of us and is calling us to love one another. We are all neighbors. So I want to take a minute today to do an activity with you guys. Our Harbor Kids Family Worship at Home was sent in an email from Harbor Churches either last night or this morning. So you can use that to follow along with me. But the activity I want to do with you guys is I want you guys to get a piece of paper and then either a pencil or a marker or something to write with. You can have one person from your family do that, or you can each do it, however you'd like to do it. If you're alone, I'd love for you to do this with us too. So I want you guys to write love down the side of your paper. So I did it ahead of time so you didn't have to sit there while I tried to write everything out. So if you write love down the side of your paper, then you can follow along with me. So next to the L in love, I want you to write looks to Jesus at all times. Looks to Jesus at all times. So once you guys write that down, I want you to, as a family, talk about what are some ways right now that you can be looking to Jesus. Right now, there's a lot of fear and uncertainty. And what are some ways that we, in being a little bit afraid and not knowing what's going to happen, what are some ways that we can really look to Jesus right now? So I want you guys to talk about that as a family. Just take a minute and then we'll go on to the next one. All right. So let's move on to the O. So next to the O, I want you to write obedient in prayer. And then once you wrote that down as a family, or whether you're by yourself, or if you're a married couple, whoever you may be, I want you guys to talk about this with the person you're with, or think about it on your own. Who are some people that we can be praying for? Who are some people that you can be praying for right now? There's a lot of people who need prayer. So I want you guys to write a list as a family, or whether you're by yourself, just write a list of the people that you can take time this week to be praying for. I'll give you guys a minute to do that. All right. So next to the V, at the V, I want you to write voice your love for others often. After you're finished writing that, I want you to talk about as a family, or whether you're alone, I want you to think about what are some ways that we can show God's love to others. A lot of people are needing God's love right now. So what are some ways that we can do that? Whether it be to your siblings in your home, whether it be to your mom and dad, or your spouse, or a neighbor, how can we show love to others right now? I want you guys to take a minute to think about that. All right, our last one is the E in love. The E, I want you to write, encourage other people to turn to Jesus. After you're done writing that, I want you to think, how can we encourage others? What are ways that we this week can be encouraging to others? I want you guys to talk about that as a family or think about it if you're alone. Maybe a way would be to write a letter to a grandparent or to someone in a local nursing home. Maybe it's just to give them a phone call, someone who might be feeling a little bit lonely or afraid. How can we be an encouraging light to others right now? I want you guys just to take a minute to talk and think about that. All right. If you're following along on the family worship at home, we have a couple other things for you guys on there too. We have a whole worship playlist. These are the songs that our kids sing at Harbor Kids every Sunday, along with emotions. So we'd love for you guys to be able to participate in that together. So use that to do the motions together and have a time of worship as a family. Another thing that we have on there is we have a craft. Our craft is a Helping Hands craft this week to go along with our parable of the Good Samaritan. So you'll outline your hand or one of your child's hands, and you'll cut out a couple different hands to make a hand wreath. On each hand, you're going to write ways that you can show love to people in your house this week, whether it be maybe helping a brother or sister with some chores, or maybe just a word of encouragement. Sometimes we just all need a little encouragement. Or other acts of kindness. So you guys, on each hand, write a different thing that you can do to show love to someone in your home this week. And then the last thing on there are just different ways that you guys can discuss the story together. So after we're finished with our online series today, I want you guys just to take a minute to go through some of those questions and talk about how you can engage with the Good Samaritan and ways that you can do that in your life and how you can be kind to others. So thank you for joining me today in my kitchen. I'm looking forward to seeing you all again soon. And I'm going to send it back over to Tim. Thank you.
All right, friends, welcome back. And I want to think a little bit more about the story Abby shared, the Good Samaritan story. I want to think a little bit about that and share a couple thoughts. And then we'll wrap up and you can enjoy this day. But if you can, before we do that, let's say a word of prayer and then we'll go from there. Gracious Lord, open our minds to understand the scriptures this morning. Open our hearts to receive them. And Jesus, help us to look more like you in a world that right now desperately needs to be reminded of some good news. Lord, would you help us to look like you? And we pray this, Jesus, in your name. And everybody said, amen. Hey, if you have a Bible, turn to me to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. John is one of Jesus' best friends, and he writes the story of the life of Jesus down. And in particular, he what we're going to read this morning is John 13 is of, it's like the day before the cross. And so Jesus is about to, it's all about to unfold. And so Jesus shows John some things and all the other, his other friends, his other disciples, some things. But one of the things he shows them is he serves them, and then he says these words. John chapter 13, let's start at verse 33. And you know what? If you want, I'll read it, but you should read it too. Like, you should read it out loud. It's powerful to hear scriptures through each other's voices, to hear the voice of God, the word of God through our words. John 13, verse 33. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Now, why this passage? We're kicking off a new series this morning, thinking about, we're calling it One Another. Because you feel the tension right now, do you not? Right now, we are told that the best thing we can be doing for each other is to maintain what people are referring to as social distancing, physical distance. We want to stay healthy. And so the best thing we can do is keep some social distancing. Here's the tension. How do we love one another? Like, this is how they'll know we're Christians, Jesus says. How do we do this in a world in which we're supposed to keep physical distance? Well, here's the challenge. we're going to have to be creative in ways that we've never had to be creative before. How do we do it? Now, maybe you're thinking, well, who am I supposed to really care for? Like, I don't have to care for everybody, right? Like, what I love about the Good Samaritan story, so the story Abby shared, go read the story. What I love about the Good Samaritan story is essentially Jesus, the person who asks the question is, who is my neighbor? The person who asks the question wants Jesus to say, only certain people are your neighbors. You only have to love certain people. People that are like you, people that look like you, people who think like you, certain people. And what Jesus does is he tells a story. And there's a person, and this person is laying in the street. And the street Jesus chooses for the story is the Jericho Road. Now, okay, kids, take your arm and stretch it out. The Jericho Road was about the length of your arm, okay? About 17 inches wide in many places. And the other side, so there's like a wall, a mountain, and on the other side's a cliff. And so you got a really small like area there. And so we found, Jesus tells a story in which there's a man who's laying and he's hurt and he's laying in the street. Now we're told that some people walk by and they see this man, but they're busy. And so in their busyness, they step over the man because they got to get to work. They got important things to do. They actually have my job. And so they got important, I think it's important things. They have important things to do. So they step over the man. They don't help him. Our world's really busy. It's really easy to step over people because we're trying to get the next thing done. Have you ever found yourself driving somewhere and recognizing that you're not being the nicest person while driving, but like you've got a place to go? You ever find yourself really busy, like time crunched? Have you ever found yourself looking at the clock and like, okay, honey, we got to get going, and not saying nice things because we're running a little bit late? Kids, have you ever found yourself really excited to get out to recess and not listening to the teacher? Yeah, like we can see how this plays out. Like this happens. And so in this story, what you find is the man steps over because he's busy. But then we read that there's another person that comes along, and this person is a Samaritan. Now, who are the Samaritans? The Samaritans were the people, they were like the enemies in the day. People didn't like the Samaritans. They were people who were different than the group of people Jesus is talking to. And so to make the Samaritan the neighbor is like essentially what Jesus is saying. Who is your neighbor? Who are you supposed to love? Everybody. Everyone is your neighbor. Every person is your neighbor. Every person. And right now, here's why I tell you this story. What I am really excited about is by this, they'll know that we are Christians. The church has an opportunity in this season to love and love well. We as a whole world are finding ourselves in an interesting space. And we as a church have an opportunity to love and to love well. We're in this together. Like across our globe, there are people who are looking for how will the church slow down for me? Will the church see me? Will the church help me? We have an opportunity to love and to love well. And what I am really, honestly, I'm really excited about this is it's been really, probably the thing that's been heaviest on my heart in the last couple of seasons, and it was heavy on my heart coming into this political season, is it tends to ramp up around politics, but we've been like in this space for the last several years where it feels like every issue is a divisive issue. Every issue we fight over, every issue. And I remember I posted a picture of a tree at one point, and I posted this picture of a tree, and someone asked me because like, oh, are you now a tree hugger? And I'm like, really? Like a picture of a tree? Like this season has been going on for some time now. What I'm seeing right now is that as a nation, we really rallied after 9/11. So kids, back when I was young, so it was a while ago, we really rallied as a nation. But right now, I see that kind of same rallying happening as a whole world. And I find that beautiful. And as Christians, we get to be at the center of that. because we have love itself in our hearts. We believe Jesus is love. And so I want to take the opportunity to live it well. Here's your challenge, okay? We'll keep this short. I want to give you your challenge. And this is for everybody, okay? So not, this is everybody. But kids and students in particular, because I want you to lead out on the first three. And then adults, I'm going to give you some too. But I want everyone to do these. Here's the first one. I want you to draw a map of your neighborhood. I'll do it too. Draw a map of your neighborhood. You'll need some help probably from mom and dad to get the streets and all that. But draw a map of your neighborhood and then insert people's names if you know them. So draw their house and insert their names if you know them. Draw a map. Then hang the map up and pray for every single family or person who's represented on the map. If for some reason you do not know them, make up a name. Pray for their house. Put them in quotes. And then when this whole thing is done, it'll be done. When this whole thing is done and everyone's back outside, I want you to make it an effort to get to know them. Okay, so maybe you throw like a big party and you invite them over. Or maybe you just go over and say, hey, I had to make a map and I didn't know your name. And so we should get to know each other because next time I have to make a map, I want to have you in it. All right, so what I want you to do is make a map, put people's names in, and then begin praying for them. In particular, ask this question when you pray. How do I love this neighbor? What does it look like? We're going to need some creative ideas. You know what? As a family, I want you to brainstorm together. How can you love these people? That right now, the best thing is to not go hug them. So how do you love if you can't hug? I want you to think, because there's ways to do this. And you're smart. You'll figure it out. The next one is, so the next couple of questions are for adults in particular, but kids, you should ask these too, but here we go. First, who are the vulnerable, the marginalized right now at this time? So who are the vulnerable and the marginalized right now? Who are the men, women, and children who are lying in the street? So who are the vulnerable, the marginalized, the people lying in the street? And then are there five people that God has placed on your heart that are kind of outside your neighborhood circle? Are there five people that God has placed in your heart that you can reach out to in some way, that you can show some Samaritan love to this week? And then finally, what are the ways we can engage people without physical contact? Come up with some ideas. Brainstorm with your missional community. Brainstorm with your Kairos groups. Brainstorm some ideas. With your family, what are some ways in a world where we can't physically connect, what are some ways that we can show the love of Jesus to our neighbor? Sound good? And then, by the way, post some of these on Facebook. I want to hear your ideas. I want to hear how you're doing this. Like, let's see the love of Jesus spread all over West Michigan and beyond. And with that, let me read you. I got to read you something. I posted this to Facebook a while back, a couple days ago, actually, but it feels like it was a while back. And I just find it so unbelievably beautiful, and I think it sums up some of the stuff we're saying. So let me read you. It's a poem it's called Lockdown by Brother Richard Hendrick. Lockdown by Brother Richard Hendrick. I think some people thought I had written it based on some of the ways people were commenting. Please know, I did not write this. I am not that smart, but Brother Richard Hendrick is. This is what he says. They say that in Wuhan, after so many years of noise, you can hear the birds again. They say the rivers in Venice are running clear. They say that after just a few weeks of quiet, the sky is no longer thick with fumes, but blue and clear. They say that in Italy, people are singing to each other across the empty squares, keeping their windows open so that those who are alone may hear the sounds of families around them. They say that in the west of Ireland, a young woman is spreading flyers with her number throughout the neighborhood so that the elders may have someone to call on. All over the world, people are slowing down and reflecting and looking at their neighbors in a new way. All over the world, people are waking up to the reality of how big we really are, to our interconnectedness, and to how little control we really have. Waking up to what really matters, to the power of prayer, meditation, kindness, caring, and love. So we pray, And remember that while there is fear, there does not have to be hate. Yes, there is isolation, but there does not have to be loneliness. Yes, there is sickness, but there does not have to be disease of the soul. Yes, there is pain, suffering, and death, but there can always be a rebirth of community, peace, harmony, and love. Wake to the choices you make as to how to live today and now. Breathe, listen, pay attention. The birds are singing, the sky is clearing, and love always encompasses us. Open the windows of your soul, and though you may not be able to touch across the empty square, sing and give thanks for your life and all you have. Isn't that amazing? I find that so amazing. So let me say a prayer for you, and then I want us to scatter, and I guess we're already scattered, and we're gonna show the love of God. So let me say a prayer for you. Gracious Lord, we thank you that that we have opportunities to show your love. And Lord, we thank you that right now, in the midst of things that are difficult, Lord, we thank you right now that you are winning. Lord, we thank you that right now you are pulling our world together in some really beautiful ways. And Jesus, we want to be a part of that. Lord, we want to show your love throughout our area. And so Jesus, would you show us how? Would you help us to be creative? And Lord, would you help us to keep the window of our souls open? Jesus, we love you and we pray this in your name. And everybody said, amen. Okay, here's time for a benediction. This is my favorite part of every worship service, and I'm going to do it now. Friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen. Enjoy this day.
If you are able to spend a few minutes working on the project from Abby or singing the song with Jared, we invite you to share those experiences with us on social media. You can find South Harbor Church on both Facebook and Instagram, and our handle is @SouthHarborChurch. For more information about the South Harbor community, you can find us on the web at www.southharbor.org. Our weekly email is the best place to connect for links and resources that we are currently providing as a part of both our Sunday worship experiences and things that you can do with your family throughout the week. If you're not currently on that list, please contact shinfo@harborchurches.org and we'll be happy to get you on it. So as we move forward through this next season, we do hope that you find some time to love one another. And we pray that in the midst of a chaotic world, that you would find peace. So until next time, from all of us here at South Harbor Church, have a great week.